Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is smearing Mike Pompeo. You won't be surprised, they're smearing Mike Pompeo. He's the former CIA director and Secretary of State under President Donald Trump, and he's come under fire in the last few days. You may have heard about it. He's come under fire for mixing in some praise in with criticism of Vladimir Putin in a recent podcast interview. Now, doing that, you know, being critical of Putin, but saying a couple of positive things about Putin, you know, for example, recognizing his shrewdness, is enough to get you called a traitor in some parts of Twitter. Other parts of Twitter, a little more sophisticated. Steve Schmidt, the Lincoln Project co-founder, wrote that after Pompeo's interview, wrote that Pompeo is an American Gerhard Schroeder. Now, for those who just don't have Gerhard Schroeder on the tip of the tongue, he is the former German chancellor who, after he was chancellor of Germany, became close to Vladimir Putin and has profited enormously in money from that relationship. Very pro-Putin. So Schmidt continued and said, Pompeo is, quote, a self-dealing blusterer whose grift, vanity, and ambition has twisted him into a smiling shill for Vladimir Putin. As you might imagine, denunciations followed quickly on Morning Joe and in other usual places. Okay, now that's pretty par for the course these days. When critics of President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis can quickly face vilification from a chorus of American voices who are quick to accuse other Americans of disloyalty to the United States. For example, you may know Matthew Dowd. He's the former George W. Bush political strategist. He tweeted recently, quote, if you are blaming Biden today for what Putin is doing in Ukraine, please take down the American flag from your home or social media account and replace it with the Russian flag. It will help us all know where you clearly stand. Okay, so all sorts of stuff being said out there. The mob, as far as Pompeo is concerned, the mob had been set off by a tweet from a woman named Julia Davis, who is a columnist for the Daily Beast. And the tweet said, quote, Russia's state TV is proudly showing off Mike Pompeo's recent commentary where he said about Putin, quote, very shrewd, very capable. I have enormous respect for him, end quote. Now, this tweet was accompanied by a screenshot of Pompeo. It had Russian chyrons on it. It was on Russian television. But it didn't have a video clip. It didn't have a link to anything. You couldn't find out what Pompeo had said. There was no way to know where he had spoken or what he had said beyond the 10 words that were quoted in Davis's tweet. Now, that's enough to set off all this stuff. I mean, a 10-word tweet is enough to set off this huge outrage about Mike Pompeo. Doesn't take much on Twitter. Now, if you look into it, though, it turns out that the image that was in this Julia Davis tweet came from an interview that Pompeo did a week ago with a man named Harry Kazianis. He's of the Center for the National Interest, which publishes a journal called The National Interest. Now, it was a 45-minute talk, meaning a bunch of things were said. Now, going in, it appears, just from the top of the talk, Pompeo had written an article for The National Interest, which he was going to discuss, and he planned clearly to discuss China. But given events, obviously, the conversation quickly turned to Russia. But it actually turned to kind of a mix of the two subjects, Russia and China. When Pompeo discussed American strategy, it was clear he thought about U.S. relations with Russia in terms of U.S. relations with China and vice versa. It was very clear to him that he was seeing the world, a strategic vision that included the U.S. dealing with Russia and China in ways that always played off each other. So this is how, you know, he was Secretary of State under Donald Trump. This is how he described that view. Quote, President Trump's direction to me was, let's go tackle Iran and tackle North Korea and the proliferation issues associated with that. But let's try to find an entente with the Russians that will encourage China to come inside of the historic deterrence posture that the two great superpowers had delivered for 25 plus years. That's what Pompeo said. He said it was a good plan, but then he added, quite frankly, quote, "We were unsuccessful at that. The Chinese Communist Party rebuffed every effort that we made." So this is Pompeo talking about the United States' approach toward Russia and the way it was supposed to affect the United States' approach toward China, how the two were linked together. So Pompeo then went on and he described Trump's attempts to push Russia toward the West, as Pompeo said, to make them more of a European power and therefore to reduce the threat they posed to their neighbors. But as far as the threat was concerned, Pompeo didn't have any illusions about that. And this is how he described his feelings.
I know I got to know Vladimir Putin some. I patrolled the East German border when I was a young lieutenant. I am not naive about Russia and its desire to impact its near abroad and their ruthlessness and their willingness to do so. But it is not the case that they present the same nature of the threat that the Chinese Communist Party was. Xi's ambitions are hegemonic and global. Putin's more consistent with his own capabilities and frankly, Russian history as well.
There it is, linking Russia and China and viewing China as the bigger threat. Xi's ambitions are hegemonic and global. Putin's are more consistent with his own capabilities, meaning lesser, and frankly, Russian history as well. As far as the Russian history is concerned, Pompeo subscribes to what a lot of people think about Putin. This is what he said. He said, "It's a little trite now, but very true. Putin does believe that the dissolution of the Soviet Union was a calamity, the worst one of the 20th century. As a small part of it, I was a platoon leader in Germany. I consider it one of the greatest achievements of my life." He has the inverse view of that. So again, Pompeo reminds you, he went to West Point. He was in the U.S. military patrolling the East German border during the Cold War. Remember, he's running for president. He will remind you that he has military service as part of his record. But he talks about Putin as believing that the dissolution of the Soviet Union was the greatest calamity of the 20th century, which is widely believed about him. Now, China came up constantly in Pompeo's analysis of Russia. Now, Pompeo dismissed Putin's rhetoric as, quote, silly. The Russian leader's claim to feel threatened by NATO or threatened by Ukraine is largely nonsensical, he said. Most of the world knows it. Xi certainly knows it. There's China again. Xi certainly knows it. The West has no intention of crossing the Western Russian border. So when Putin, raises his concerns about ill treatment of Russians in Ukraine, that's silly on its face. The worst treatment of Russians actually happens inside his own country. Okay, now reading and listening to what I've read to you and what I played for you, a more complete version than that 10-word tweet that got this whole thing started, can there be any doubt about Mike Pompeo's position toward Russia, toward Putin, and toward Russia's current actions? There really can't be any doubt. If you give it a fair listen, there it is. But people got very, very agitated, and I'm going to tell you why next. Okay, I said I was going to tell you why everybody got agitated about Pompeo's interview. That the section of the interview that Pompeo's critics pounced on began when Kazianis, remember he's the interviewer, he asked a very straightforward question of Pompeo. Do you consider Vladimir Putin a shrewd or a reckless leader overall? And Pompeo says, very shrewd. Now, remember, that's part of the 10-word quote that caused all the trouble. It was actually the interviewer who raised the word shrewd, but Pompeo agreed. Very shrewd, he said. Very capable. I have enormous respect for him. I've been criticized for saying that. Yes, he has. Quote, no, I have enormous respect for him. He was also an interlocutor that was always well-informed and deeply clear about what Russian interests were. I appreciated that. It required the same from us, from me, from my team. We had to be equally prepared and equally protective of the interests that mattered to the United States. He is very savvy, very shrewd. Okay, so what do you make of that? The question is, do you consider Vladimir Putin a shrewd or a reckless leader overall? And Pompeo said, very shrewd, very capable. I have enormous respect for him. I've been criticized for saying that. No, I have enormous respect for him. He was also an interlocutor that was always well-informed and deeply clear about what Russian interests were. I appreciated that. It required the same from us, from me, from my team. We had to be equally prepared and equally protective of the interests that mattered to the United States. He is very savvy, very shrewd. Okay, that is the quote that got Pompeo labeled a traitor in some corners of Twitter, labeled a Putin shill by a Lincoln Project co-founder. That was it. Now, the conversation went on a bit, and Pompeo discussed his interactions with Putin a bit more. For example, Pompeo said he told Putin that he really shouldn't keep killing people because it makes it hard for him to deal with the West because of human rights concerns. And Putin kind of laughed that off like it was a joke, but it's not. But anyway, Pompeo describes his interactions with Putin a bit more. And then he said, I consider him an elegantly sophisticated counterpart and one who is not reckless, but has always done the math. We may disagree with his priorities. We may disagree with his math. We certainly disagree that the interests he seeks are reasonable for his country. Okay. Summing up, Pompeo suggested that Putin's top concern has always been, and today remains, Vladimir Putin. Quote, his most important objective, I should have listed this first, his most important objective is that he continues to run the deal. First and foremost, he, Putin, is about power for himself, making sure that his place as the leader of Russia continues. So anyway, Pompeo said that he considers Putin, quote, an elegantly sophisticated counterpart and one who is not reckless but has always done the math. Now, everybody can make their own judgment on this part of Pompeo's statement. I thought that the use of the word elegantly was too much. As a matter of fact, if you listen to it closely, Pompeo actually paused a minute before saying it as if he was searching for and not finding the right word. Okay, so I thought it was a mistake to use the word elegantly, but he couldn't find the word he was looking for. On the other hand, listening to the entire conversation, there is absolutely no doubt that Pompeo was not by any stretch of the imagination a shill for Putin. Now, the Twitter and the cable TV attacks were, as they often are, BS. Malarkey? Joe Biden would say malarkey. Let's say they're malarkey. So, after all this comes out, I ask Pompeo to respond to his critics. Please send me a paragraph or so responding to the critics. And here's what he sent. I was taught at West Point to be clear-eyed about your enemy's strength. He is cunning and smart. We should and did crush him. If you pretend your enemy is the JV, now that's a reference to the time when Barack Obama referred to ISIS as the JV team. If you pretend your enemy is the JV, he will cut your head off. Oh, they did that. Joe Biden has been weak and on his back foot constantly in dealing with Putin. But make no mistake, Mike Pompeo, I know who the enemy is. The question is, does Joe Biden? Okay, that's the statement from Pompeo. I was taught at West Point to be clear-eyed about your enemy's strength. And I think that's a reasonable description of the things that he said about Putin in this interview, for which he's gotten a whole lot of grief. So now Putin has displayed the ruthlessness that Pompeo was discussing. He's invaded Ukraine, not clear how far he will ultimately go. Mike Pompeo, the former member of Congress, former CIA director, former Secretary of State, his perspective on events would be very useful if only those attacking him would listen to him. So I wanted to go through this today because, you know, you see an attack on somebody, you see a tweet, it quotes a few words, it doesn't give you any link, it doesn't give you a video, you can't look at any context, and people start saying all sorts of agitated things on the basis of that tiny, tiny snippet of information. So I just went back, listened to the whole 45-minute interview, and now I presented to you what I think were the most important parts of it. And they just absolutely show that the accusations made about Pompeo in this latest brouhaha were entirely baseless. So that's what I wanted to say. That's today's topic. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
California Congressman Mike Garcia joins me to discuss the threats posed by China, Russia, and our own reckless policies at the southern border. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain the latest explosive findings by John Durham against the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 Russia hoax. And I'll react to President Biden's pathetic defense of his handling of the Afghanistan debacle. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.